This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We're getting word that an aircraft temporarily flew into restricted airspace around the RNC in Milwaukee late yesterday. The North American Aerospace Defense Command dispatched an F-35 fighter jet to check it out. The jet found the craft in question and safely escorted it out of the area. Republicans hope J.D. Vance helps the party make gains with young adults starting out in life. State Representative Nick Redinger is 33. He says young adults are feeling more welcome in the GOP.
Because for a very, very long time, a lot of folks were like decades older than them. And so I think the Republican Party becoming younger and younger is absolutely to our advantage, and really, really excited about the direction we're taking.
Redinger says Republicans have better solutions to the problems young adults face. Voters say they want to feel more united again, but one expert says Americans haven't shown they're ready to settle their differences.
We're at a state right now that even the word democracy means different things clearly, right, to different sets of Americans.
Mindy Romero is with the Center for Inclusive Democracy at the University of Southern California. Governor Evers' administration is joining an ongoing lawsuit that seeks to protect abortion access in Wisconsin. It's one of two reproductive rights cases before the state Supreme Court. Attorney General Josh Call says the government shouldn't control personal health decisions. A court hearing in Texas for Travis King of Racine was delayed this week. King's lawyers are hammering out a plea deal with military prosecutors on 8 charges, including desertion. King was released from a South Korean detention center last July after running into the demilitarized zone. King was finally sent back to U.S. custody in September. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The Oneida County Health Department reports a confirmed case of the whooping cough. For more information, head to BullFallsRadio.com. And Aspirus Medford is moving their maternity services to Wausau. All labor and delivery from Medford hospitals and clinics will be relocated to the main Wausau campus, effective October 1st. Aspirus officials cite the lack of available OBGYN physicians, particularly in rural areas. Aspirus Medford has been operating with only one part-time OBGYN physician since November of 2020. The health system said that they are not alone in this decision, as across the country, rural providers have made similar changes, with less than 40% of rural hospitals performing routine deliveries. In Wisconsin, we have seen deliveries ceased at more than a dozen hospitals. Aspirus is still working out all of the details of the transition and says that they'll continue to offer excellent prenatal and postnatal care in Medford. An absentee ballot box will be used in Rib Mountain. The village board members agreed to reopen the drop boxes ahead of the August election. And the village clerk says that the drop box is secure. The envelope slot is placed on the wall, and it has a camera stationed directly across from it. And by having these available for voters again, it will help those who have tighter schedules, can't mail their ballot in time, or can't make it in person. And potholes aren't much of a problem for Stevens Point anymore after they purchased some sweet new equipment. It's faster and it saves the city precious time and money, as an infrared patcher is among the purchases, as well as a new paver. This allows the process of refilling the holes at top speeds. The equipment saves the city about $25,000 per year, and now that money can be used for something else. The new tools are estimated to last around 15 years, and filled potholes can withstand about 5 to 7 years. Over 10,000 airplanes are expected to land at Whitman Airport, giving it the world's busiest airport title for a good reason.
Rock your wings!
More than 13,000 sites in aircraft and drive-in camping accounted for an estimated 40,000 visitors last year. And the weather there usually turns severe. A chairman for admissions to Camp Scholler says,
it was like 45-mile-an-hour winds, and then the guy, I told him, I says, base your camper east-west. He goes, no. He says, so I'm going to put it along the backside. And that thing just about tipped over.
With nearly 6,000 volunteers contributing over 250,000 hours to run this event and keep us safe.
The evacuation shelter is actually the museum. We have buses that are set up, and they go about every 10 minutes and fill it up.
If you're headed to Oshkosh, be sure to text OSHALERT to 1-855-485-5674 for severe weather warnings while you're there. Mosinee Brewing Company once again proved that they brew some of the best beer in the country. In a competition up against 100 other breweries nationwide, they brought home some sweet hardware. They attended the U.S. Beer Championship, and the Pineapple Comet won a silver medal in the milkshake IPA category. It's a beer that's been around since 2019. Brewed with pineapple puree, Comet and Mosaic hops, lactose, and vanilla. And today, Wisconsin's own Culver's turns 40. Craig and Leah Culver opened the first location on July 18, 1984. Now, the chain has hundreds of locations across 25 states. Every Culver's is donating proceeds to the charity of their choice. The celebration also lasts all month long, as you can enter a daily sweepstakes for your chance to win $40,000. And that's what you need to know. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
Chris Middleton had surgery. Hi, I'm Mike Clevins with sports. The Bucks' Chris Middleton is recovering from arthroscopic surgery to both his ankles after a long season dealing with sprains he talked about in March.
It's been a long rehab process, but I think we kind of knew what we were heading towards after the injury.
A source telling The Athletic the 32-year-old Middleton is expected to make a full recovery and be ready for the start of the season. The Bucks' summer league schedule continues tomorrow afternoon when they face the Phoenix Suns in Las Vegas, tip-off time at 3 o'clock. NFL, Packers quarterbacks and rookies reporting to training camp in Green Bay to have their physical, the rest of the players this weekend. In golf, Tiger Woods says he could barely sleep at all Saturday night. The 48-year-old Woods says he was shaken at the news of the assassination attempt made on Donald Trump's life. Woods received a Presidential Medal of Freedom from Trump at the White House in 2019. Tiger making the comments after arriving in Scotland for the 152nd British Open this weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Do you get mad when people don't take your calls? Denzel Washington wouldn't know anything about that. He recently called singer Lenny Kravitz in the middle of a concert, and Kravitz took the call. It may sound rude to audience members, but it really wasn't, as Kravitz put it on speaker and had the crowd say hi to Denzel, the man he calls his big brother. Kravitz also told Washington to say hello to Italy. There is no word on whether or not roaming charges applied. If you bought tickets to one of the upcoming Tenacious D shows, make sure you kept the receipt. The band is taking a knee after Kyle Gass made a comment that bandmate Jack Black did not approve of. Gass was presented with a birthday cake for his 64th birthday on stage and made a wish that was politically incendiary regarding the assassination attempt on former President Trump's life. Black says he does not condone hate speech or encourage political violence in any form. Gass has apologized for the remark. Excited for the blockbusteriest blockbuster of the summer? If the early reviews are any indication, you won't be let down. Twisters is currently pulling in 83% on Rotten Tomatoes. Reviewers are praising not only the film's CGI, but also well-thought-out characters in the disaster film. I see a new box office champion this weekend, move over Despicable Me 4. In big-time stars that need a reality check news, the New York Post reports that singer Adele says she has no desire to release an album anytime soon. The singer is under contract in Las Vegas at Caesar's Palace and says she'll take a powder after her contract ends in November. Adele says she does not like being famous, but loves that she gets to make music all the time, even though she has no plans to make new music anytime soon. She says music was always a hobby that she just fell into. Adele says what she really wants to be is a TV script reader. $75 a script versus multi-millionaire performer. After a few months of that, she'll be running back to Vegas. Andy Samberg sat down for a chat with Kevin Hart on his Heart to Heart series on Peacock and revealed the reason he left Saturday Night Live. Samberg, who became known for his digital shorts, including the popular in a Box sketch, which also starred Justin Timberlake, told Hart that physically and emotionally he felt his life was falling apart. After leaving SNL, Samberg went on to do such films as Grown Ups 2 and Hot Rod and starred in 8 seasons of Brooklyn Nine-Nine on NBC. In case you hadn't noticed, Netflix is slowly taking over the world. Variety reports that the network's latest acquisitions from other networks include Interview with the Vampire and various Walking Dead shows, including The Walking Dead Daryl Dixon, Walking Dead Dead City, The Walking Dead The Ones Who Live, and 11 seasons of The Actual Walking Dead, which will air ad-free. The deal is great for both platforms, especially AMC, which typically has 11.5 million viewers and now has access to all 270 million Netflix users. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be another really nice day today. Lots of sunshine, low humidity, and just a light breeze with a high of 78 this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cool, 53. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 80 by Saturday. An isolated thunderstorm, sunny, more humid, high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com.